All right, let's go to that victorious locker room for the Philadelphia Eagles, 28-23, the win against the Carolina Panthers, and a guy who had a monster game, Michael Kendricks, with 17 tackles and 12 solo tackles tonight for that defense for Philadelphia. Michael, good evening. How are you?
Hey, man, what's going on?
Congrats on the win.
Thank you. Thank you.
Talk about the preparation for a guy like Cam Newton and what you guys were expecting to do. And did you know going into this game that you were going to be able to stop them from running the football at all?
Yeah, I mean, of course. I mean, if you don't think that, you don't belong out there. I mean, you got to go out there with full confidence. But preparing for a guy like Cam, you know, it can be a difficult thing to do. The guy is so versatile. He can run the ball. He can, right now he's playing some of his best ball. You know, he's really becoming more of a pocket passer as he becomes an older, more experienced quarterback. And that doesn't take away from his ability to run. So it's a difficult thing, but it's something that we got to do nonetheless. But on top of that, we had a short week.
Yeah.
So the preparation for this week, it was really about what we do and being able to do it better than they could do their stuff. You know what I'm saying? On a short week like this.
Yep. You guys are 5-1. The only loss you guys suffered was a 7-point loss to the KC Chiefs. Take us inside your locker room right now and how much confidence you guys have going into each week.
I mean, if I take you to my locker room, you're going to see a bunch of guys having fun. You're going to see confidence. You're going to see swagger. You're going to see attention to detail. You're going to see hardworking gentlemen who know how to get after it every day. And we treat every day as such. I mean, there's no one player that takes a play off. When we practice like we're going to play, and that's real shit.
Well, your quarterback, Carson Wentz, is a second-year player, but sure does not look like it right now.
The kid is great. I'm telling you right now, before this year's over, I will buy a Carson Wentz jersey, and he will be signing it. for future reference, I'm just letting you know that's what's going to be happening because I'm looking at greatness. I swear to God.
So you see that in him already? You see something very special?
Oh yeah, man, for sure, man. I mean, you guys see it too. I don't need to. Come on.
Yeah.
You guys know what time it is.
He's my MVP. I mean, through here six games, he's the MVP of the league with what he has done so far with you guys and
exactly.
The development that you have seen from year one to year two, how has he grown?
I think he's just more confident, man. And I think he's really understanding the timing of defensive pass rushers and understanding when to get the hell out of there. Because last year, I mean, he would sit in there. Actually, in the beginning of this year, he would sit in there a little bit too long. Now he's starting to understand. He's starting to get that ebb. He's starting to get the flow of things. You understand? So it's cool to see him develop his vision. He's able to keep his eyes upfield even when he escapes. He has the ability to extend plays. He's accurate. And he's tough, man. He's tough.
You guys intercepted Cam Newton three times in this football game. It was a major factor in the game. It let you guys have 14 points off those turnovers. Did you guys anticipate the ability to turn the ball over going into this game against Carolina?
Yeah, we knew that's what needed to be done. Our defensive line got to him a little bit today. Our defensive backs played well. We knew that's what needed to happen. Honestly, we had some calls that were questionable on the ref side. I don't think we had as many pass interference calls as we did. But nonetheless, you know, we got to play the calls as we see it. I mean, we got to play what they call. So, I mean, you take that into consideration. I think we have a totally different game. But, I mean, it is what it is. But I'm very proud of our team, and
Well, Michael, for you, explain to us tonight. You were all over the place tonight. You were all over the field tonight. You had 12 tackles, 5 assist tackles, 17 combination tackles. You were everywhere tonight. When you saw the game plan, did you think this was going to be a big game for you?
No, I honestly didn't. I wasn't expecting to really play a whole lot, considering, you know, Jordan Hickson went down, but. You know, I just stepped up when it was my time. You know, I got a great linebacker in Nigel Bradham, who's sitting right next to me right now, listening to me giving them props. Hey, he killed it, bro. He was all over the place too. He got me juice. That man's crazy, bro. I'm telling you, you guys need to get him on an interview right now. Matter of fact, I'm gonna hand you the phone to Nigel Bradham right now. ESPN right now. Check it out. You're on the phone. You're on the phone. Go, go, go.
Nigel, how are you, my friend?
Hello.
Hey, you had 10, 7 solo tackles tonight. You had 10. You and Michael combined for 27 tackles. What did you guys do tonight to this Carolina Panthers offense? You guys were great.
Man, we were pretty much just focused, man. We came into this game. We didn't want to be, you know, one of those teams where you see the team don't play well on a Thursday night just because it's a short week.
Right.
So it was all focused for us. We felt like the whole week, man, we just wanted to have a mentality of we was going to show out no matter what. We knew they was going to try to attack us with Christian McCaffrey.
Mm-hmm.
And we just pretty much took advantage of that opportunity. We was able to show up, show our skill, show what we can do at linebacker, and being able to cover him and play him in the run game. And we just took advantage of the opportunity, man, and we stepped up for that challenge.
Nigel, I'll let you guys go on this. You play in a football-crazy market in Philadelphia. How much fun are you guys having, and how much fun are Eagles fans having watching you guys play right now?
Oh, they loving it right now, man, and we loving it too. And they was in great attendance even out here in Charlotte tonight, man. Every away game we had, they've been making it feel like a home game. So they've been bringing the energy, and we've been keeping it up. So we just want to continue to do that, man, and just keep that nastiness and tenacity and control chaos on defense that we've been playing with and keep it going.
Nigel, it's a ton of fun to watch you guys get these victories. Congratulations. Say thank you to Michael as well. We appreciate you guys' time tonight.
No problem. Thank you.
That is Nigel Bradham and Michael Kendricks from the defensive linebacking core of the Philadelphia Eagles. Those guys are excited, clearly, with what they did tonight. I mean, look, Michael Kendricks, when you look at Michael Kendricks' stats, I mean, that's why I asked him. I mean, going into this game, he had 4 tackles against the Chiefs. He had 6 tackles against the Giants. He had 2 against the LA Chargers. He had 1 against Arizona last week. And this week, he has 12 tackles, 5 assistant tackles. He's in on 17 stops. His friend Nigel with 10 himself with 7 solo tackles. I mean, those two guys from a linebacking core, they were everywhere. They just completely shut down the running attack for the Carolina Panthers. And we talked about it before. The only guy that got loose was Cam Newton. Everyone else, 14 yards rushing. No, sorry, 9 yards rushing on 14 carries. Excuse me. So that was a lot of fun to get those guys.